At Arizona State University, we're committed to our student success. That's why we've designed our online courses to utilize adaptive technology for enhanced learning. Explore more than 300 programs online from the nation's most innovative university. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
How's that multiculturalism treating you? That's a theme on X, formerly known as Twitter. It is videos of culture clashes that are happening inside of Western countries. As you all know, Western countries have been conditioned because of left-wing nut jobs to say, well, you must bring in other cultures who hate you. You must bring into your country other people who want to destroy your country. So you can prove you're not racist. You must tee up your own destruction so you can show you are not prejudiced or racist against people. Of course, it's absurd. There are several countries and regions in this world that are not compatible with Western civilization. They just aren't. And the idea that we've got to give them a sporting chance to rip us down, to tear us down, is stupid. It is not smart at all to do that. But that's exactly what the Democrats have been up to. And I think I am not speaking out of school when I say that Americans have been shocked awake by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that have been taking to the streets, defacing property, vandalizing the White House, all in the name of hatred of Jews and support of radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists who decapitate babies, who kill elderly people, and they support the fall of Western civilization. And anybody who's their ally, whether it be communist China or the number one state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, whether it be Mother Russia, it doesn't matter. Anybody who the left sees as an ally in the destruction of our Western civilization, they're going to reach out to. And part of it goes back to the debasing of life that Democrats have been up to. Here's John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, defending taxpayer money being used to abort children in the United States military. Listen to this.
I want to ask you about Tuberville. The continued Tuberville hold on military promotion to the Pentagon. Yeah. He says, quote, as long as the Pentagon keeps the unlawful elective abortion policy in place, my holds will remain, end quote. That said, will the Pentagon rescind that policy to move those nominations through?
I don't speak for the Pentagon anymore. I'm here now, so I'd refer you certainly to my Pentagon colleagues. That said, they have spoken to this many times. First of all, the senator's just wrong. It's not an unlawful policy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is something called the Hyde Amendment, and money, federal money, is not to go to the support of abortion. It's just not. You're not supposed to do that. And the military is saying, yeah, we're going to be sending military members to states where they can slaughter their babies with impunity. And again, it's illegal. You're not allowed to use government resources to send people in the military or their family members to states on the federal dime to slaughter children in the womb. You're just not allowed to do that. So Kirby continued.
It's perfectly legal, perfectly in keeping with the law.
No, it's not.
He says it violates the Hyde Amendment.
It doesn't. They've done a legal scrub at this at DOD. It's just wrong. While I won't speak for the Pentagon, I'm certainly just not going to let a lie and falsehood live on. It's not a violation of the law.
It's not been adjudicated, It's not been adjudicated. It is, by any definition, no federal taxpayer dollars are to be used in the support of abortion. You can't do it. It's illegal.
It's a legal policy. All that they're doing is providing some travel ability for female members of the military or their families. They're stationed in a place where the laws are restricted. They can go get the reproductive care that they deserve, that they have every right to expect from the United States military.
It's reproductive care. You mean slaughtering children in the womb? Admiral Kirby? That's what you call reproductive care? Reproductive care that necessitates the termination of a life? Is that what you call reproductive care, Admiral Kirby?
So I'm sorry, Senator Tuberville's just wrong.
No, he's not. He's 100% correct. And he's going to hold up your woke nominees designed to compromise the United States military until you acquiesce.
The policy's not unlawful. Now, if he wants to take that up in Congress and pass new legislation, well, certainly that's the writ of Congress. But nothing that the Department of Defense or Secretary Austin is doing is unlawful. Nothing.
If the national security is truly at risk, as the administration says, then isn't keeping that abortion policy in place, in effect, superseding national security?
That's a great point. You know, these nominations have to go through because our national security is at risk. But it's not so much at risk that we would stop this taxpayer-funded abortion excursion for members of the military and their families. So folks, you would have to say that the risk to our country's national security is as great as the Democrats' dedication to slaughtering children in the womb. So they would think that the loss of slaughtering children in the womb would be a greater price than the so-called national security threat that Tommy Tuberville is putting us under with his holds.
How? I'm not sure I understand.
You want to get the nominations through, right? You take back the policy.
So the suggestion is that we should just turn our backs. No, I get it. I didn't say it was yours. But the suggestion is we should just turn our backs on 1 in 5 of every person in the United States military, let alone their family members, just so we can get these officers confirmed. That's the suggestion that I think you're elucidating. And that just would be an egregious violation of the covenant that the military makes with the people that sign up and volunteer.
Yes, folks, you know the mantra. Be all you can be and slaughter your babies in the womb. It is the commitment the United States military makes. You know, be an army of one and slaughter your children in the womb. It's all there in the brochure, right? You guys remember that, don't you? Of course you do.
Remember this, they're volunteers. There's not conscription, there's no draft. People volunteer for this. And when they volunteer for that duty, they have every right to expect that they're going to get the health care they need. And
that's not health care. Sorry. The termination of a human life is not health care. And I really, really resent the hell out of Admiral Kirby trying. I mean, it's one thing for these pro-abortionist shrubs to be out there and saying, yeah, it's healthcare. No, it's not. But to have somebody that wore the nation's uniform take that disgraceful and disgusting stance is beyond the pale.
And when they volunteer for that duty, they have every right to expect that they're going to get the health care they need. And let me tell you something else. A healthy force is a ready force. So don't talk to me about national security being impaired. The one impairing national security is Senator Tuberville.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because it is so imperative to the mother's and the family's health to slaughter babies in the womb. You know, it's right there. The American Medical Association, I'm sure, has a full chapter on how it is essential that you slaughter your children in the womb so you can stay healthy. Good grief. These people are sick and disgusting. My friends, it may be what's leading to polling out there that is showing young people giving Beijing Biden only a 1-point advantage over President Trump. It may be what's leading to polling out there, folks, among Hispanics now that have Hispanic support for Democrats only in the single digits. It may be what's behind 22% in the Black community saying they support pro-life President Donald J. Trump over Beijing Biden. Could have something to do with that polling that is putting shockwaves in the Democrat left this weekend from the New York Times. More to come on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, it's time for the show behind the show, and our buddy Sean Chastain here to start off another week of fun and frivolity. Hey, man.
Hey, bud. How are you?
Doing well. You know what? I bet you are in hog heaven this week. The Rangers winning it in Game 5 in grand fashion. What are your takeaways, man?
Yeah, I was, you know who I was really most happy for were the lifelong Ranger fans. Our old friend, producer at the radio station I work at, Jeff Williams, I was over at his house. It happened to be his birthday Wednesday night. And so for him, who was born and raised here in the Metroplex, started going to games in probably 74 with his dad and grandpa. And so, you know, a couple years after the team came here, and he's been waiting ever since. He just turned 60, you know. So, yeah, it just for those kinds of people that have been with the team the whole time, I'm not a huge sports fan, as you know. I grew up in Colorado where they didn't even have baseball at the time. And so it was never a big deal to me. I never really watched it. But I have since moving down here and getting to go to games and stuff like that, getting to used to be able to watch them on TV. Really kind of got into them, and it's been a lot of fun watching them over the years. It's been really frustrating these last 2 years because I can't get Bally's Sports without buying, you know, some cable package or something like that.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's been frustrating not to be able to watch them, but so to see them win like that was really incredible. It was funny because I left the party where the Jeff's party when the game was going on. I left right after the sixth. And it was still a no-hitter, you know, for the Diamondbacks. And as soon as I got out to the truck, turned on the radio, and, of course, Rangers score. And
yeah, it's over.
Break it open right there. Yeah, so it was me. I'm pretty sure I was convinced.
It was you. It was all you. Yep.
And but then we had the big parade on Friday. And that was pretty amazing. They estimated 500,000 to 700,000 people in Arlington around the sports complexes there to watch the parade. And it's a sad thing to think that the first thing I thought about was a potential attack from some nut, you know?
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, and that just kind of spoiled it. I mean, I would have loved to have been down there. I was working, and we had people down there covering it. You know, that would have been fun. I say I would have loved to. I like the idea of going down there. I don't think that's really my scene anymore, the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people.
No, dude, it's never been mine. Never been mine.
But to, you know, but just to be part of a community like that is pretty cool. And from all accounts, everybody got along great, and there was no troubles whatsoever. And but that was one of the first things I thought. It was like, dang, man, I don't know if I was Jewish, if I'd be wearing my Texas Rangers yarmulke down there.
Okay. Well, I've got more on that. I've got a series of headlines. I'll let you weigh in on that score. But before we leave the wide world of sports, you know, last year it was the Houston Astros that won everything.
Yeah.
And then this year's Texas Rangers. I mean, it is starting to look like, you know, 2 years in a row, it's a kind of a Texas dynasty dominating baseball. I don't know. Do you think this is going to be? Why do we do it so much better here, do you think?
Well, I mean, Houston cheated, so that helped them out considerably. And well, I mean, it's a fact.
I don't know. Well, yes, I do know. I know the headlines, but since the whole BLM stuff, I've not been following it very closely, kind of like you. So I remember seeing the headline and I'm like, oh, is this more like, right, the New England Patriots style cheat, or is this real cheating? So
this was real cheating, sign stealing and all that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think it's all cyclical as far as the potential dynasties go. You know, Houston's been there a bunch and cheating, you know, a lot of the way, but the Rangers ownerships decided to spend a ton of money and it paid off. So
Dusty Baker, the head coach of the Houston Astros,
or the manager as it's known in baseball.
Yes. The manager, he is hanging up his cleats. He's done. And he said that the Astros fans have become spoiled, and because they didn't go all the way this year, they were really mean and nasty. He says, yep, that drove me to retirement. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are fan bases around the country that are just ugly sometimes. I mean, I think Houston has developed that reputation. Obviously, Philadelphia, the Eagles, that's like the worst place to go because you're, you know, potentially get a battery to the forehead and beaten up at the stands just for supporting a different team than the Eagles. But yeah, you know, that's a shame. And I've never understood it, especially with baseball, because it's such a mellow activity, you know, with little bursts of action, that I've never understood why people get ugly in the stands at a baseball game. It's one of the most enjoyable things you could do is just sit there and relax and
have
watch
a hot
your
dog,
team, you know?
Have a beer, you know, have a hot
have
dog.
A hot have a dog, yeah.
Well, you know what? It just so happens, you know, I'm kind of, I don't want to say addicted because I only go through spurts on this, but it is Instagram. You start thumbing through all of these videos. And just today, the day we're recording this podcast, just today I was slipping through and there's a younger John Madden. And then there's some video of Raiders, the Raiders doing some pretty, you know, tackling by the jersey and some questionable moves. And you hear John Madden narrating saying, yeah, I know that they say the Raiders are dirty. And you know what? We are dirty. You know, what are you going to do about it? And in typical Madden fashion, I'm like, see,
right,
you know, yeah, we're dirty. What are you going to do about it?
So, yeah, it's changed so much people don't get away with stuff anymore, you know?
I know.
I'm with you, though, on the Instagram. I don't do the Instagram. I do Reels on Facebook, which is, you know, most of them are cross-platform anyway. And, but it's the same kind of thing. And, man, that can get addictive real fast. I can see how our teenagers are just thumbing up the whole, you know, thumbing their lives away because watching those little screens and those videos.
It can be addicting.
There's some really creative people out there, some really funny stuff. And a lot of people that I've come to follow now because they're just
I like the dogs. I like the dog videos. Like there's one, there's this one guy, and you can tell he's a black guy, and he does voiceover for the dogs.
I think his name is Rockstar.
Rockstar, yeah. And they are the funniest damn things.
They are really funny. Yeah, and he does a great job.
He does. He does. And to the point to where there was one video where this dog is racing in and out of frame, right? And so he modulates his voice to kind of like sound way back here when he's off camera. And then he comes up on the mic and goes, yeah, hey, man, as he's zooming past the mic. So it's that level of production that, you know, that normal people probably wouldn't notice. But guys like you and I in the industry do.
Oh yeah. He's really good. There's several. There's one that I out of Canada that I really like called Useless Farms, and it's a woman who has a bunch of like llamas or alpacas and emus and just animals that really aren't good for anything, and she's, you know, they've all been rescued from somewhere.
Is it llama fur supposed to be good for something, or llama? I mean, I thought llamas were useful.
I think you have to. Yeah, and she does shave them, you know, and I'm sure they do something with the wool, but you know, I think you need probably a whole bunch of them to make it profitable.
Well, you know, but before we leave adorable animal talk, I've got to tell you something I did this weekend. I had a guy come over who does roofs for a living. And I needed his help in putting up a Starlink satellite.
Okay.
So Starlink, for those of you who don't know, near zero latency, high speed internet from satellite. And it's just wicked, wicked, wicked fast. So I finally put it up at the house. And he needs me up on the roof. So he beckons me to come up. And So I do, and I get up there, and dude, I don't know any other way to describe this, but there's a couple of piles of crap on my roof that are huge piles of crap. This guy was a Spanish speaker, so I say, ¿Qué animal? And he goes, dog. I go, on my roof? You know, but it was dog size, full size dog amount of excrement. And I'm wondering to myself, what the hell gets on my roof? And A is taking a dump on my roof, but taking a dump that big on my roof.
Bobcat, mountain lion.
Dude, are you serious?
Sure, why not? They're everywhere, man.
Well, I know they're everywhere, but man alive, getting up on my roof that size, and it was, I mean, it must have been like a possum or a raccoon or something like that. Because
did you take a picture of it?
No.
Because I'm sure that there is a Facebook group that identify the scat.
Dude, you know? I think it's called scat only when it's bear, right? Isn't it? Only scat.
No, I think it's when it's in the wild.
Okay. Because I've heard it called deer poop and bear scat. So.
Well, I remember from Eco Week when I was in the sixth grade. No, we had a whole booklet full of animal scat from the forest and we had to identify.
Oh,
so.
Oh man. Seriously?
Yeah. I mean.
It's the poop unit.
Well, one, it's, you know, it's mildly interesting when,
mildly,
you know, when you can identify something, but then it also might save your life if come across some fresh bear poop and,
I've been hiking in Colorado. Yeah. I've been hiking in Colorado and found a big mess going, I wonder how fresh that is, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, look, I've got a series of headlines I'm going to read to you. Because, and I'm going to start with a New York.
Before you do that,
yeah.
Can I stop you down for 1 second? Sorry to get sidetracked, but I just thought of this.
No worries.
So you got Starlink.
Yeah.
Which you paid for, I'm assuming.
Well, that's traditionally how it's done, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, the only reason I bring that up is because I think there is a new proposed Texas amendment to the Constitution that we're voting on, like, right now?
Yeah.
About internet and the availability of internet in rural places, and how I don't know if you know anything about that, and because I was going to ask, why is government involved in getting people internet? I understand the argument. Some people say it's like a utility now, that it's so necessary.
And that's BS.
I think so too.
It's just BS.
I think that if companies want to, you know, if they see a profit margin there that's acceptable, that they'll put internet wherever people want internet.
Right.
And if they don't, I guess you can get Starlink, right?
Right. Yeah. No, you know what? I did vote. And I think, wasn't this last Friday the last day for early voting?
Yeah. I may have missed voting because I don't know if I voted. Was it yesterday that we voted?
You know, all I know is Friday was the last day for early voting. That's all I know. So
yeah,
I went and got it.
It might have been yesterday, and I just flat out missed it then.
Yeah, I think Tuesday is. Don't quote
or
me
is
on
it
this.
Tuesday?
Yeah, well, I think that's the vote.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Hold on a minute. The Texas Scorecard did a whole breakdown on this, and we did a show on this a couple of weeks ago on this, and I'm trying to find which one was the internet. It's one of the first, I think, the top five.
It's like five, six, or seven, because, yeah, it's one of those.
And it was a no.
Anyway, I didn't mean to stop you down.
No,
I,
it's all right.
But, yeah, I just don't understand why people think government should be involved in that.
Well, I don't think it should, but everybody wants something for nothing, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, but it's not for nothing. It costs me tax money. I pay for my own internet.
Well, I know, but that's the whole thing. It's a redistributionist scheme, in my opinion. It's Proposition 1, protecting the right. No, that's engage in farming. No, that's not it. Broadband. Proposition 8, creating the Broadband Infrastructure Fund to expand high-speed broadband access and assist in the financing of connectivity projects. Sorry, it's, you know what? When the telephone was built, guess who built all that? AT&T.
Exactly.
They built the infrastructure, and now granted, they had a monopoly, and they had to be broken up in the future. But you know, it was their invention. They do it. So the broadband companies ought to be out there if they want to come together, band together for broadband, and they want to make sure that everybody's connected. See, I think I shared this story with you about a year ago. An AT&T guy was telling me, because I was getting some upgraded service at the time. Mm-hmm. And he says to me, I go, you know, I can't get the fiber internet here in my established neighborhood. He goes, and you won't, because they're only expanding it into new neighborhoods. And if it does go into established neighborhoods, they will only do as much as government subsidizes them for the creation of it.
Wow. Yeah.
And so the reason why it's not expanding anymore into your neighborhood is because the Obama money ran out. I'm like, what? Huh. He goes, yeah, Obama carved out a whole bunch of giveaways to AT&T. You wonder why they now support left-wingers? Well, there it is. It's a rededication of taxpayer money to these already wealthy communications companies. And yeah, it costs us the money and they get all the profit. That's socializing the expense and then privatizing profit, which sucks. Sorry, it just does.
Well, if I didn't miss the vote, then I will absolutely vote now. Anyway, didn't mean to stop you down on that. It was just something I had thought of, and I know you're always generally up on that stuff. In fact, had several people call asking if there was going to be a show similar to the one you used to do when when you would go over all of the proposed amendments.
And I did that on the radio show that I currently do, and we also brought it here to the podcast. But things that make a tinker's damn bit of difference in people's lives are not the priority of certain broadcasters in Texas. By the way, Election Day is Tuesday, November 7th. So, that is the Election Day. So
I did not miss it. Yeah.
All right. So now, let me give you some headlines here. First off, I'm going to go to a poll, New York Times. Voters under 30 favor Beijing Biden by only a single percentage point. By a single percentage point. His lead among Hispanic voters is down now to single digits. And his advantage in urban areas is half of President Trump's edge in rural regions. And while women still favor Biden, men are preferring Mr. Trump by twice as large a margin, reversing the gender advantage that had fueled so many Democrat gains in recent years. Black voters, long a bulwark for Democrats and for Beijing Biden, are now registering 22% support in these states for President Trump, a level unseen in presidential politics for a Republican in modern times. This is causing a meltdown inside of Democrat land because everybody sees how much of a colossal F up Biden is and how much of a colossal F up the Democrat Party is, right? And here's right. part of the reason, and here's where I want you to comment, not so much the politics, but what's going on in our world? And here comes several headlines. This one is from WLTR, it's the Walt Report, I guess. Pro-Palestine mob, there's no such thing as Palestine. Pro-Palestine mob attempts to scale and break down White House fence. None will be charged. Barbarians at the gate. Shocking video emerges of pro-Hamas protesters smearing fake blood on the White House. None will be charged. Time-lapse video shows just how massive Washington, D.C.'s 300,000 pro-Hamas crowd was. D.C. statues and monuments desecrated by pro-Hamas Muslim mob. And Barack Hussein Obama calls for an end to Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territory. None of this stuff happening in a vacuum. Your thoughts?
I don't get any of it. I don't understand. Well, obviously, it's clear that all of those people doing the stuff to the Capitol mm-hmm. should be charged, just as the January 6th people were. Although many of them shouldn't have been charged at all, but you know what I'm saying.
That yep.
If they got charged, so should anybody else doing the same kind of stuff. And for them not to be just, it makes this FBI just a joke.
Yep.
And it's sickening and scary. But the main thing I don't get is this pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine deal. I just don't get it. I don't understand what makes people think that that's okay.
Do you want me to tell you what's going on here? Do you want me to tell you what's going on here? I can tell you what's going on here because I've talked about it. You see this example across Twitter and X, these individuals saying, hey, how's your multiculturalism going? And it's videos from Europe with radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists kicking the crap out of unarmed constables, right? That's the latest I posted. What's going on here, Sean, is the left wing in Western civilization has said, under the rubric of multiculturalism, you've got to welcome in people who want to destroy your countries so you can prove you're not racist. So you can prove you're tolerant of other cultures. You must welcome in individuals who are incompatible with liberty, freedom, justice, and Western civilization. And that's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing.
But how many people, how can they support it? I mean, if a third of what was reported was true, and you know the videos are out there, it's all true of what happened in Israel, how can anybody be okay with that? I just don't get it. And
well, how can anybody be okay with 9/11? How can anybody be okay with that? But remember the political divide that erupted. Yeah. We were unified for what? For about 4 or 5 months before the Democrats said, okay, well, we can't win elections, you know, having all this kumbaya and being right. together and everything. So they started dividing us again. And who do they side with? The radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists. Because yeah. if you think about it, Sean, these individuals, they find allies to help advance their agenda. And I'm sorry, the Constitution and your rights and your liberty and your freedom isn't their agenda. And that's where they are, these people.
It's just disgusting, and I'll never understand. I don't know. Anyway.
Well,
I was gonna say I am glad to see some of it coming back on them as far as donor psychologists saying nope, no more, people getting cut from jobs and people not getting hired because of their activity and stuff like that. So I'm glad to see at least some of that's happening. At least we have some patriots in America that see that kind of nonsense and are going to get rid of the people causing the nonsense.
Yeah, and you know, look, I we don't like getting very political on the show behind the show, but I will say this, that I think the majority of Americans who are like, you know what, I just want to watch the World Series, don't bother me with politics until I get, you know, a month before the election, you know, those kinds of folks who just want to live their life and don't really care about what's going on. I mean, you know the people I'm talking about. So these people were shocked to say, there are hundreds of thousands of people in my own country supporting the slaughter and the decapitation of babies.
Uh-huh.
And the kidnapping of elderly people and the slaughter of elderly people, the raping of young girls while their friends lay dead next to them. I think a lot of Americans who were like tuning in going, what the hell is this? And they didn't realize just how asleep at the switch they've been. And I think that's what you're feeling, man, that people are shocked awake going,
maybe,
oh my gosh, and look at what they did to ourselves.
Those hundreds of thousands of people that have been protesting, is that what they want here?
Does it, at this point, does it matter what we want? I'm honest. I'm asking that because the vast majority of our society sat idly by while Joe Biden and his Democrats, with Republican funding, thank you, John Cornyn, brought in millions of illegal aliens from all over the world. There's your multiculturalism, Sean.
Yeah.
All over the world, from 168 countries, they've brought them in here. Some compatible with Western civilization, others not so much. They didn't vet them. They just released them knowing, hey, if these people go bat guano crazy and decide to unleash on us, they, meaning John Cornyn and his family, will be protected by men and women with guns. You and me, not so much. Not so much.
I don't know, man. It's terrifying.
It is. It is. And you know what? We've been hammering it on the Newsmax show. And I think a lot of folks are going, you got to be kidding me. This is what we've done to ourselves. And frankly, right. Yes, this is what we've done to ourselves. So take it for what it's worth, man. It's just, I hate to end the show behind the show on such a dour note, but take it to the bank. It's not a matter of if we're going to be attacked. It's a matter of when, from within.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that. I just can't believe how many people are in support animals, you know.
Yeah,
just don't get it, won't get it.
We brought them in, and granted, comparatively speaking to the 300 million of us or 340 million of us that are here, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that are sick in the head like that, I mean, seriously, it's a drop in the bucket compared to our overall population. However, right, when you see the massive throngs wondering, man, if these people are in support of the jihad, what could they do if they ever decided to, you know, arm up and go storming through our cities, right?
Yep.
It could be a problem. All right, buddy. Well, you have a good week ahead, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will. And I'm watching my Roomba. So that was one of the things I took from my mom's house. You know, they moved.
And
so I've never had one of those things before. It's pretty fascinating. Do you have one?
I do not. And
a robot vacuum?
You know, some people have theorized, and I didn't know you wanted to do Roomba talk, a Roomba or whatever the hell they call it. I may have tried to end the podcast a little early, but there is a video, if you haven't seen it, that shows AI, when you ask AI how it would take over the world even if man right. started fighting back and taking it offline. The Roomba, they said that the internet would lay out a plan to interface with a Roomba to use its internet connectivity to upload itself and ta-da, take over the world.
Well, at least my floors will be clean.
when the nuclear chaos starts. Okay, so you're fascinated by your Roomba.
And it's learning the house, and it does a pretty good job. It's not actually a vacuum. It's kind of like a scoop. It doesn't have any vacuum power to it. It's got these rubber rollers on the bottom that picks everything up and throws it into the bin. But is able to learn, and it gets really tied up against, you know, chair rails and tables, and goes under the bed, and you know, it's pretty amazing.
Have you seen the lawnmower version of that?
Yeah, I mean, they've had that for a long time, but I think it works pretty well. I don't know. I would love to have one, but yeah. Not to what they cost.
One of my neighbors was out and I drove by his house, and his lawnmower is out there mowing the lawn by itself.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that. I can definitely see the appeal. I can definitely see the appeal.
Until hoodlums, you know, drive by and steal it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was milling around the front yard, you know. So.
Oh yeah, but I mean, you could because they're electric, so they're making noise. You could set the alarm, or, you know, set it to do it whenever you wanted it to in the middle of the night. So
there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, sidetracked by seeing my room go across the floor.
It's all right, folks. You know what? You never know what you're going to hear on the show behind the show, and this is why this whole podcast was created, because it's like, man, I'm watching my Roomba go on the floor right now, and how cool is that? It's Random Thoughts with Sean Chastain. Talk to you next week, buddy.
There you go. All right, peace.
And that there puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a big favor. Check out a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Find Texas Scorecard. That's big news in Texas, and they follow it like nobody's business. Actual real news is covered there at Texas Scorecard. On ChrisSalcedo.com, you'll find the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV, simulcast with Newsmax 2 and Getter and Rumble. Also find Chris Salcedo's show on Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock till 5 in the afternoon on Newsmax 1. By the way, while you're there at ChrisSalcedo.com, check out all of our social media hookups. They are listed, and you can join whichever one or many as you want. So until we visit again, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.